start of the session we recite one Vyasa Shlokam, right? Can anyone recite that?
मैं बोलता हूँ.
हाँ, yes, yes, मदन जी.
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे काम रूपिणी विद्यारंभम करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा.
सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा, धन्यवादः. ओके, सो थैंक यू. वी विल स्टार्ट. आई एम एबल टू हियर सम नॉइज, लेट मी जस्ट म्यूट ऑल. ओके, so we will start the class. Last week we had given that time homework, right? So I got Madan ji, Saparna ji and many others for homework. Thank you. Pranav ji, Gaurav ji, I had sent you this one. Whatever you had written is correct, but you had written Ashta Sapada Vadanam. It is Sapada Ashta Vadanam. Just a minute, I'm doing some. Okay, Pranav ji, Gaurav ji, I had sent you that. Kindly change it. Rest all was fine. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Quickly, we will revise. Just a minute. I will take the appeal for the second. I was trying to do one presentation for body part. So I am in between that. Maybe next class we can see that. So for now we will go ahead and all of you kindly take your Abhyasa Pustakam. We had seen till page 11, we have seen. We have to start with Kriyapadam, verb, right? Just a minute, I am able to hear some noise. I will just mute everyone. Wait. Okay, Aparna ji, yeah, I was also thinking of the same. I even started the presentation for that. Just a minute, again I'm able to hear some kind of noise. Okay, I think first we will do that and then we will start rest. That is fine. We will do the time in detail. Is my screen visible?
Yes.
Okay, just a minute. I will take that one. So here, just a minute. Thank you. Okay, we will start off with the Sankhya. We know to tell 1 o'clock, 1:15, 1:30, 1:45. Now we have to say, we have to learn how to say 1:05, 1:10, 1:20, 1:25. For that we need to know numbers, right? So first of all, we will start off with the numbers. actually my Sanskrit lipi, that one, font, it is not there. Like some, I'm not able to type in Sanskrit, so I had written in English itself, and many of you are not comfortable with Sanskrit aksharas. So we will see it in English, and for others who need Devanagari script, I will like make it ready and share it with the in our group. Okay, so we will start off with sankhyas, numbers first. Numbers, it's called sankhya, right? So we will start off with the numbers. So for one, it is ekam. Ekam, it is one. For two, it is dve. Just a minute. It is dve. Okay, those who can refer to Abhyasa Pustakam, Bhagini, I didn't notice that. So those who can refer to Abhyasa Pustakam for numbers, kindly refer to it. For others, I'm sharing. For now, you can refer to this screen. Okay. So trini, it is three. For three, it is trini. Four, chatvari. Five, it is pancha. Right? So for 1, 5, how we are going to tell if the time is 1, 5, we will be saying it as pancha adhika ekavadanam. Pancha adhika ekavadanam. 5 more than 1, right? 1, 5, it is called as pancha adhika ekavadanam. Then for 6, it is shat. 7, sapta. 8, ashta. 9, nava. And 10, it is dasha, right? For dasha, we have another meaning also. But I think the aksharam will be different. See, you all know Nala Damayanti story, right? In that, Nala will go to forest, and there one snake will come, and some kind of they will have something, and the snake will ask Nala to count from 1 to 10. At that time, he will count saying ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat, sapta, ashta, nava. And when he says dasha, the snake bites him, because dasha has two meanings. One is for 10, another is for biting. Dasha, bite. So that is one story. It's not that important. I just wanted to say that there are two meanings for dasha. One is for 10, and another is for biting. So can anyone guess what will it be for 1, 10?
Dasha adhika ekavadanam.
Yes, dasha adhika ekavadanam. It's for 1, 10. Okay. Then rest all numbers we will see. Like whatever necessary, I had written. 1 to 10, it's necessary for all, so I had written. Rest like 11, 12, 13, those things we will see later. For now, whatever is necessary, I have written it down. Okay. So 15, it is panchadasha. For 20, it is vimshatihi. For 20, it is vimshatihi. So, for 120, it will be vimshati adhika ekavadanam. Right? Vimshati adhika ekavadanam. For 25, it will be pancha vimshatihi. So, it will be pancha vimshatyadhika ekavadanam. Pancha vimshatyadhika ekavadanam, that is one sandhi. Those rules we will see later. For now, you remember as pancha vimshati adhika ekavadanam. So, for now, from first, we will once again revise. So, for 1, 5.
Madam, what? Can I ask a question?
Yes, Bhagini.
In the Abhyas Pustakam, so the 15, number 15 is Pancha Dasha. So is it Pancha Dasha or Pancha Dasha?
It is Pancha Dasha. one second. What I have written here. Panchadasha. Okay. Panchadasha. Cha will be full, but we will not have panchadasha. It is panchadasha.
Okay, so there is just, like for example, ekadasha, so we have the A sound there, ekadasha. So for panchadasha, is it panchadasha or panchadasha?
It is panchadasha, not panchadasha. Panchadasha, then shodasha, saptadasha, we won't have that A sound. From 18 onwards, that is from ashtadasha, from 18 we will have that A sound again.
Okay, so ma'am, thank you.
It is panchadasha.
Okay.
Can anyone tell me, apart from Aparna Bhagini, because she already told, we will start from first. Pranavji, Gauravji, can you tell me what it will be for 1-5?
Panchadasha Adhika Vadanam.
No, it is Pancha Adhika Yeka Vadanam.
Mm-hmm.
Pancha Adhika Yeka Vadanam, right? Mm-hmm. For 1-10, how it will be?
Dasha Adhika. For 1-10, Dasha Adhika Yeka Vadanam.
Dasha Adhika Yeka Vadanam, right, Sudhinji?
Dasha Adhika or Dasha Adhika?
Dasha Adhika. Dasha Adhika, not Dasha. It is Dasha.
Okay. So, two separate words without combining the letters. Sha and A. Dasha is one word, Adhika is another word. You write two words next to each other, right?
Yes.
Dasha,
yes.
Adhika, okay.
Put a hyphen and write. Dasha Adhika Yeka Vadanam, right?
Yes,
okay. Yes. Okay. So, for 120, what will it be? Pranavji, Gauravji, who told it before?
Pranav.
Gauravji, can you tell now? What is 120?
Vimshatihi Adhika Ekam Vadanam.
Vimshati Adhika Eka Vadanam, it is. Right? Eka Vadanam, not Ekam Vadanam. Okay, that's nice. Gauravji, thank you. Next, Narasimhanji. Okay, what is it for
125?
Pancha Vimshati Adhika Ekavadanam. 125, right?
Pancha Vimshati Adhika Ekavadanam.
Yes, Pancha Vimshati Adhika Ekavadanam. Thank you, Narasimhanji. Okay. We have seen till 25. So for 30, it is Trimshat. Then for 35, it is Pancha Trimshat. For 40, it is Chatvarimshat. Chatvarimshat. For 45, it is Pancha Chatvarimshat. Hope my spelling is correct. Okay. Pancha Chatvarimshat. Then for 50, it will be Panchashat.
I have a doubt.
Yes.
Isn't 145
Padona?
Is 145, isn't it Padona
Dvivadanam? Yes, Padona Dvivadanam, that's absolutely right. We are seeing Sankhya, numbers. For that, we are seeing time. Padona, it will come in time, right? You can also say Chatvarimshat Adhika for 145, you can say Pancha Chatvarimshat Adhika Ekavadanam, or you can say Padona Dvivadanam, like 15 less to 2. We can say that way, or you can also say Pancha Chatvarimshat Adhika. 45 more than 1. We can say both ways, right? Anything is fine. Okay. So, Panchashat. 50 we have seen, right? So, now 130. What is 130? Wait, one second. Bimalji can't talk today. Madanji, can you say what is 130?
Trishat adhik ekvadanam.
Trishat adhik ekvadanam, or what we have seen?
Sardha ekvadanam.
Sardha ekvadanam.
Ekvadanam.
Okay, there are two ways we can say. Sardha ekvadanam or
Trishati
adhik ekvadanam. Okay, thank you ji. Aparna Bhagini, kindly mute those who are not on mute. Okay, Aparna Bhagini.
Yes ma'am.
What 135, how do we say 135?
Pancha trimshat adhik ekavadanam.
Pancha trimshat adhik ekavadanam, 135. Okay, thank you Bhagini. Nisha Bhagini. Nisha Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
Hari Om.
Namaste. Okay. Namaste. So we have seen 135. For 140, can you tell?
140. चत्वारिंशत् अधिक एकवादनम्.
चत्वारिंशत् अधिक एकवादनम्. धन्यवादः भगिनी. ओके, फाइनली म्यूट योरसेल्फ. शेषाद्रिजी, ओके, व्हाट इज 145? शेषाद्रिजी, कैन यू प्लीज अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ. Okay, Harishi, can you please unmute yourself? Okay, Seshadriji?
Ha, tell me madam.
Okay, what is it for 145?
Pancha Chatvarinshita अधिक एक वाहनम.
एक वादनम, और व्हाट इज अदर वन?
अदर मोड इज एक्चुअली 145 इज पादोन द्विवादनम.
पादोन द्विवादनम, राइट. ओके जी. पादोन द्विवादनम, राइट. ओके, थैंक यू. हरीश जी, यू वांट टू ट्राई? Okay, one second. Okay, Sudhir ji, what is it for 150?
150, there is no number for 50 here. Is it something 10 before 2 or 10 to 2, something that concept?
We can say panchashat adhika ekavadanam, or we can say dasha una dvivadanam. That is like padona. Pada is 50. So padona dvivadanam is 45, right? 145. So for 10, 150, you can say dashona एक द्विवादनम, और यू कैन से पंचाशत अधिक द्विवादनम, बट वी कैन से दशोर्ण एक द्विवादनम, दैट वुड बी बेटर.
कमिंग इन दश
दश ऊन दश ऊन वन सेकेंड दश ऊन
आर यू शोइंग समथिंग ऑन द स्क्रीन?
या आई वाज शेयरिंग द नंबर.
ओनली योर डेस्कटॉप इज विजिबल.
माय डेस्कटॉप इज ओनली विजिबल.
You are able to see the screen?
Desktop,
no files are visible. Only desktop. Only logo, Windows logo is visible, all the files, till now.
Okay, just a minute, sorry. Some issues maybe. Let me just check that. Okay, I was sharing, I had one PPT for numbers, I was sharing that. All the way I thought you were...
I think you should unshare and share again, then it will come.
Numbers?
Stop sharing and then again start sharing. When you switch between files, no? Something wrong, now it is visible, correct.
Okay. So, we can say, Dasha, Una, Dvi, Vadanam. Right? Dasha, Una, Dvi, Vadanam. Actually, I want, Aparna Bhagini said, there is in page some 32 or something in Abhyasa Pustakam, we have these numbers in Devanagari script. So we can, while we are going through Abhyasa Pustakam, we can do that. For now,
that
we
on,
will...
Yeah, that is on page 16. It is there from 11 to 40, page 16, 11 to 40, it is there.
Astu ji, page 16, okay. So those who can refer to Abhyasa Pustakam, kindly do that. For rest all, I was just typing and sharing in English because some are not comfortable with Lipi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dasha Una. So one for 155 is Samarthi with you. Can Samarthi tell? For 155, what is it?
Pancha Una Dvivadanam.
Pancha Una Dvivadanam, right. So for 2 o'clock, what is it? One second. Okay. Sudhir ji, please mute yourself. Okay,
yeah,
Prasanna ji, for 2 o'clock, what is it?
Dvivadanam.
Okay, for 2:05, what is it, Prasanna ji?
Pancha. Adhika Dvivadanam.
Pancha Adhika Dvivadanam. Astu. Harish ji? Can you tell what is it for 2:10? I have already unmuted you. Okay. I think there is some network issue. Okay. So, hope all of you are comfortable with these numbers. For 2:10, we will see again. For 2 o'clock, we will see everything. Then for 3:02, rest. If possible, please write and come. Right? Write and send me. That will be the homework for this class. How much ever possible, please.
One quick question. For homework, we should write... like 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 2, like that, or 1, 1, 5, 1, 10, 1, 20, and so on.
One fifteen, one twenty, one twenty-five, one thirty, one thirty-five, one forty-five, fifty, fifty-five, 2. Like
That 15, 30, and 45 we had written in the part as a part of the homework last time. That also will include this step, right?
If possible, you can write, else already you have written, so you can just skip that and write rest.
Okay. And the intermediate ones, 11, 12, 13, 14, all that, right now is required, or we should include that also?
No, once we see those sankhya, we will just start with it, because we didn't see it in our class, right? After that, we will see.
Okay, right.
Okay, one last question.
Excuse me.
Yes, Pranavji.
Are you sharing the screen?
Yes, I was sharing my screen, number screen. I don't know if it's visible or not, right? Is it visible? Number screen?
No.
Yes, visible.
Now visible.
Okay. Thank you, Gio. Thank you.
Yes, now...
Now it is.
Now it is visible. Okay, okay. Yes,
ma'am, can I ask a question? So, yes, when we say 5 minutes less, are we using the word una or nuna?
Una. Una is for less. Nuna is also for less. But nuna is nuna di nunam, kam se kam. In that case, we use nuna, right? For rest all, it is una. Less means una.
The page yes. page 17 for it's saying pancha nuna dashavadanam. So is that only for 5 or you use it for any number?
Just a minute, I will take that page. One.
So exercise 3.3, page number 17, the last clock at the top.
Okay. Page
17. Page 17? Yeah. Exercise 3.3.
Okay. Page 17, exercise 3.3. Okay. Dasha Adhika Navavadanam Pancha Nuna Dashavadanam. No, it is Pancha Una, not Nuna.
Okay. Pancha okay. Una. And is the Dirga U, right?
U, yeah, Dirga U.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, we can go through this exercise 3.3. All of you kindly take page 17. We will see that.
The number for 55. Suppose you have to say Adhika, then 50 for 55.
For 55, it is Pancha Panchashat. Didn't I mention? Pancha Panchashat is for 55. I will just... Oh. Yeah, yeah. For 55, it will be Panchashat. Pancha Panchashat is for 55. Right? Okay.
Oh.
Or you can also say Pancha Una Dvivadanam. We have the numbers in page 16. In 3.3 exercise, take page 18 of Abhyasa Pustakam. First is they have given 5 o'clock. We all know 5 o'clock is Panchavadanam. Then for 6.15 it is Sapada Shadvadanam. Then 7.30 it is Sardha Saptavadanam. For, you are able to see my Abhyasa Pustakam screen?
No, ma'am.
I am referring to my soft copy. Your screen is blank.
It's completely white.
It's completely black here.
Just a minute. Sorry.
Are you switching from PDF to PowerPoint and so on? Are you switching between? No, also not visible. Are you switching between PPT and now it is visible? Yeah.
Okay. It is for 9:45. Sorry, for 8:45 it is Padona Navavadanam. Then it's for 9:10 it is Dasha Adhika Navavadanam. Then Dasha Pancha
Adhika. Excuse me. See, this yes. is the question I had asked. Is it Dasha Adhika or Dasha Adhika? It is written Dasha Adhika here.
Yes, actually, we haven't seen Sandhi and all. This is part of Sandhi. Dasha Adhika, Dasha Adhika, Dasha plus Adhika will be Dasha Adhika. We didn't see Sandhis yet. So yes. I didn't want to confuse. So just like that, I told Dasha hyphen Adhika.
So this is the normal usage, right? In Sanskrit, Dashadika, Panchadika.
Yes, that's what G. Actually, these and all comes under Santi. A will become A. When A plus A will become A. I didn't teach those things, so I didn't want to go to that. So I told Dasha Adhika likewise. Okay. It is actually Dasha Adhika Navavadana. Right.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay, Pancha Nuna Dashavadanam, Pancha Una Dashavadanam, right? This. So, Samayam Aksharaihi Likatu. Okay, we will once again start off. Pranav Gauravji, what is for 9:10? Can you tell quickly? We will do this and finish this.
Pancha Dasha Adhika Navavadanam.
Dasha Adhika Navavadanam. Astu. Okay. Next. Narasimhan Mahodaya. What is it for 11:20?
Vimshati Adhika Ekadasha Vadanam.
Vimshati Adhika Ekadasha Vadanam. Astu. Then Madanji, what is it for 10:35?
Pancha Trinshat Adhika Trivadanam.
10:35. Pancha Trinshat Adhika
Dasvadanam.
Dashavadanam. Astu. Astu ji, Dhanyavadaha. Aparna Bhagini.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what is it for 12:40?
Chatvarimshat Adhika Dvadashavadanam.
Chatvarimshat Adhika Dvadashavadanam. Astu. For 10:45, what is it? Just a minute. Next. Nisha Bhagini, for 10:45, what is it?
It's Padonaha Dashavadanam.
Padona Ekshavadanam. It is 15. Padona. That is 15 less to 11. So we have to say Padona. Padona Ekadashavadanam. Okay. So thank you, Bhagini. Dhanyavadaha. Next is Gatyam Samayam Dashayatu. If it is 6:05, okay, we have to put where the small hand and big hand will be. That thing, I think you can do it. Here they have given Vishesha Suchana. Special note. Just a minute, some kind of noise I'm able to see. Okay, Vishesha Suchana. Special note. For 1:00, they have written Ekam Vadanam. No, it is Eka Vadanam, right? We should not split. Someone made this mistake, right? So they have split it and say Ekam Vadanam. It is not like that. We have to say Eka Vadanam. In the same way, for 2:00, it's not Dve Vadanam. It is Dvi Vadanam. We have to combine it together. And say, for 3:00, it's not Trini Vadanam, it is Trivadanam. For 4:00, it's not Chatvari Vadanam, it is Chatur Vadanam. So kindly make a note of these things. We should not make mistake in these. Okay, what is the next one? Okay, Pakashala Sambandini Vastuni. The items related to cooking place, kitchen. Pakashala means kitchen, right? So, Sambandini Vastuni, items related to cooking, kitchen. So, first is Shashakaha. चषकः चमसः वि हेव् आलरेडि सीन् दीस् ऐ थिङ्क् इफ् ऐ रिमेम्बर् ऐ हेव् टोल्ड् यू दीस् फार् टम्ब्लर् इट् इस् चषकः फार् स्पून् इट् इस् चमसः देन् फार् पाट् इट् इस् घटः then mantanaha, the one which we use for making butter and those things, it's mantanaha. Then karandakaha, karandakaha, okay, the closed vessel type thing. Then patram, a vessel. Then mishrakam for mixi. Then peshakam for grinder. Then it is talika, talika for plate, churika, churika for knife. Then agni petika for matchbox. Then sikta vartika for candle. Then adanika for tray. Then Anila Chulihi for gas. Then Droni for bucket, Darvi for a karandi, what we call it, a big spoon. Then
it is called ladle or ladle, Darvi.
Darvi is called what? Sorry.
Ladle, L-A-D-L-E.
Ladle, okay.
Serving spoon.
Serving spoon, yes. Then Bashpastali, it's for cooker. Then Koopi is for something with a closed one, a glass item, likewise. With a closed...
Can you say a bottle? Can you say for a bottle?
Yeah, bottle, exactly. Yes, okay. I was trying to say that. Then Velani. Velani, we can see it's that for chapati we use that, right?
Rolling pin,
yes, that's what. Okay, yeah. Then chashaka dani,
ashtray,
yeah, ashtray, chashaka dani. I'm seeing what it is actually. It's like saucer. Yeah, saucer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chashaka Dani. Where we keep the cup. Chashaka Dani means the place we keep the cup. Chashaka, tumbler, right? The cup we saw.
Oh, okay.
The one to carry the cup. Okay.
Chashaka,
so,
yeah.
So, what exercise we are going to do now, not now, at home is that. We will use all these kind of items, pakashala vastu, and make some small sentence, right? We can make something, whatever we have learned till now, we can just make small sentence with these items. And we will complete that clock timing exercise too. And come for next class. For now, what we are going to do is that, we will go up, we will see verb today actually. That is the plan. See. Okay. Kriya Padani. Verb. Right? Just a minute, someone is not on mute. I will mute. Are these words strilinga? Yes, Bhagini. Chashakaha is pullinga. Then, rest all words with a sound it was. Just a minute, I will just go to that page and tell you what is pullinga and which one are strilinga. See, chashakaha is pullinga, chamasaha is pullinga, gataha is pullinga, mantanaha is pullinga, karandakaha is pullinga, patram is napumsakalinga, mishrakam. Just a minute, I am able to hear some sound. Those who are not on mute, kindly mute yourself. so that everyone can hear me properly. Okay, patram is napumsakalingam, mishrakam is napumsakalingam, peshakam is napumsakalingam, then stalika is strilingam, churika strilingam, agnipetika strilingam, siktavartika strilingam, then adanika strilingam, anilachulihi pullingam, then droni is strilingam, darvi strilingam, then bashpastali strilingam, kupi strilingam, velani strilingam, shashakarani strilingam. Okay? Okay. Just a minute. Okay. We have cup and saucer. You can say, chashakaha asti, chashaka dani asti. Both are there. Or else, we have to use some kind of connection for this. The means, chashakadanyaha upari asti. Upari, those kind of words we have to use. Upari is like on the top, it is there. We didn't see those things. Going forward, we will see those things. At that time, we can give all the connection, like these things. Right? For now, just write as it is, asti, santi. Likewise, just write. Okay. So I was telling we have to see verbs today, right? Kindly take 2.1, that is page number 12. Okay, so we all know for going, right? We have to say gacchati. Gacchati. So, saha gacchati. He is going. We are going to see verbs today. Kriyapadani means verb, right? Saha gacchati. He is going. Sa gacchati. She is going. Tat. That tat, it can't work. But we can say, okay, mitram is there in tat. Tat gacchati. Right? Kriyapadam will be same for all. Pullingam, Srilingam and Napumsakalingam. So it is Gacchati for man, Gacchati for female and Gacchati for Napumsakalingam. Okay. So for writing, it is called Likati. Likati. Likati for writing. Just a minute. Sorry, I just got Astu Narasimhan Mahodaya, we just saw that one and we started off with page 12 of Abhyasa Pustakam, verbs we have started, right? So, for eating, it is khadati, khadati. Then, to bring something, it is nayati, nayati. Then, for coming back, it is agachati, agachati. For playing, it is kridati. So, saha kridati. Sa kridati. Tat kridati. Then, for seeing, it is pashyati. Pashyati. Saha chitram pashyati. He is seeing the picture. So, it will be saha chitram pashyati. Whatever we are seeing will come in. Second Vibhakti. Those things, we didn't see Vibhakti yet. I forgot. So, we will see those things later. Then, Patati is reading. Pibati is drinking. Then, for smiling, it is Hasati. Right? So, Gacchati, Agacchati, Patati, Likati. Okay, those who are not on mute, kindly mute yourself. I am able to hear some kind of noise. Okay, so gacchati, gacchati, agacchati, patati, likati, kridati, pibati, khadati, pashyati, hasati, nayati. Right? Apart from this, there are few other verbs. Right? I will just discuss them. We will note it down later. For falling, it is patati. Patati. We can say patram patati. Leaf is falling. Patram patati. Right? Then, for speaking, it is vadati. Vadati. Right? Vadati. For speaking. Saha vadati. Saha vadati. Sudhir Mahodayaha vadati. Aparna Bhagini vadati. See, you are able to understand, I think. It is, the verb is same for everything. Just like
excuse me.
Yes, Pranavji. In Gauravji.
What is Hasati and Kavoti?
Hasati is smiling. Hasati is for smiling. Then, what did you ask? Hasati and Kadati.
Kavoti.
Kadati is eating. Karoti is doing. Saha karyam karoti. Karoti, we didn't see it. It's not here. Saha karyam karoti. That means he is working. He is doing work. Right? For doing, we say karoti. Hasati okay. is for smiling. Kadati is for eating.
Okay.
Then, okay. Then
you just said that vadati is talking, sambhashana is talking, right?
Sambhashanam is conversation.
So, vadati
so
or...
we can say, yeah, we can say, saha sambhashanam karoti. Saha vadati is he is speaking. Saha sambhashanam karoti means he is doing conversation. He is conversing.
Vada
sambhashanam
means
is...
Vada is not killing. Can you write how to write vadati?
Yes, Bhagini. Just a minute. You are able to see my slide?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Vadati. And what you were trying to ask is, vada is killing, right? Vadam is killing. Vadati is verb and vadam is killing. Mahishasura mardini vadam karoti. She is killing. Likewise. Vadam is for killing. Right? Vadati is speaking. Astu Lakshmi Bhagini.
Thank you, ma'am. Danyavada.
Danyavada. Okay.
I got one question.
Yes,
Hasati. Hasati is smiling, and for laughing, what it is?
Hasati is smiling, laughing for everything, ji. Hasati means laughing only. I'm not sure of
laughing,
that.
Okay.
Maybe I will just check and tell you that.
Okay. And Nayati is?
Bringing, carrying.
Carrying, okay.
Is Pashyati to look or to see?
Pashyati is seeing. Saha Chitram Pashyati. He is seeing the picture. As you can see in eighth picture, which is given above, in that she is seeing a picture. A lady is seeing a picture, right? So, sa pashyati. Sa chitram pashyati. She is seeing the picture.
Okay.
Then, milati. Milati means meeting.
What is nayati?
Nayati is carrying.
Nayati.
Nayati is carrying, ji. Sheshadri ji, you are able to hear me?
What is carrying? Sharing?
You can see picture 10. In that, a person is carrying a luggage, a petika, on top of his head.
Uh-huh.
So, saha nayati. He is taking and going. Right?
Carrying?
Nayati is carrying. Yes, Nayati is carrying. Taking, likewise. You can see.
I'll say C-A-R-R-Y-I-N-G, carrying.
No, not C-A-R. Carrying means what? C-A, it is C-A, C-A-R-R-Y-I-N-G, carrying.
That's what I said. C-A-R-R-Y-I-N-G.
R-R-Y-I-N-G, yes, okay. Okay, so, Prichati, I said, right? Prichati is asking. Saha Prashnam Prichati, he is asking questions.
Are you reading this from a PPT or from the PDF?
No, I didn't.
Prichati.
Prichati and all, I will put it in PPT and send you, G. For now, I have written few things down. From that, I am reading. I didn't put it anywhere else.
Okay, so we have to just listen, right?
Yes, G. For now, kindly listen. Next class, we will do Abhyasam. At that time, I will show you this.
Okay. I thought we have to refer something. No problem. Please carry on.
Prichati is asking. You can refer to this one. I have written it in down. Okay, Pibati we have seen. Then Prichati is seen. Then Patati. Patati, what did I say? It is falling. Patram Patati. Patati is reading. Patati is reading.
Oh. And Patati.
Patati.
Ta and ta. Okay.
Ta and ta. Tavargata and Tavargata. Patati. It is Patati.
Okay. So small ta is reading, big ta is falling. Is that right?
Big ta. Ta. Big ta is for reading. But what? Tavarga ta. Ta. Okay. Kridati is for playing. Kridati. Okay. Kridati is for playing. Rest all. Is same. I will note down few other words. When I remember, I will note down those words too. And we will discuss in next class. For now, we will go on to the Abhyasam, which is given in... I am able to hear some kind of noise. Can you please go on mute? Okay. Excuse me. So 2.1 Evameva Yeshaha Yesha Yetat Saha Satat Bhavan Bhavati. Sorry. Okay. So in the place of Saha Sa, we can put Saha Satat Bhavan Bhavati Yeshaha Yesha, everything. Right? It is the same for all Vibhakti. Bhavan Bhavati also we can use. 2.2, it is saying Aham Gachami. Okay, what we used to say Aham, Aham is for me, right? I am going. Aham Patami. When we are going to say for, okay, just a minute. Saha, Sa, Bhavan, Bhavati, Yeshaha, Eta. It is all talking about some other person. At that time, we will have to use gachati, patati, likati, davati. Davati is running. Davati, karoti, kadati. Likewise, we have to use ti. When you are going to talk about yourself, aham gachami, gachami, you have to use. You should not use aham gachati. When you are referring, when you are talking about yourself, you have to say Aham Gachami. When you are going to talk about another person, it's Gachati. Right? Bhavan, Bhavati, Saha, Sa. tat everything is gachati. Aham gachami. Aham kadami. Aham pibami. Likewise. Okay, so we will do this abhyasam page 13. Abhyasam we will do. We will start from Pranav Gauravji. Are there any questions? Or else we will start Vada, Vada. I think the difference is Dha. Yes, Bhagini. Actually, we are not seeing Devanagari script, right? So, I'm not able to tell you exact things. For now, just we will see it as it is. When we see Lipi Aksharani, at that time, we will see these things. Okay? So, Pranav Gauravji. So, Aham Gachami. In that, whatever we have seen on the top, right? Whatever kriya verbs we have seen on top, we are going to write. So, gachati is over. Next is agachati. How will you say for aham?
Aham agachami.
Aham agachami. Astu, Gauravji, for patati, when you are reading, how will you say?
Aham patami.
Aham patami. Aham patami. Aham patami. Okay? Okay, Gauravji?
Yeah.
Okay, for Likati, Narasimhan Mahodaya, for Likati, how will you say when you are reading?
Aham likami.
Aham likami. Okay. Okay. Next. Dhanyavada Narasimhanji. Then. One second. Then Madanji.
Aham kridami.
Aham kridami. Aham kridami.
Aham kridami.
Aham kridami. Astu. Dhanyavadaha. Okay. When we are saying gachati is without a sound. Only si is the addition with the verb. When you are telling for aham, you have to say gachami. There will be a sound. Gachami. Agachami. Patami. Likami. Kridami. Right? We have to see Aami. We have to write as Aami. There will be one A sound after this one. Krida, right? Kridami. Okay, next is Aparna Bhagini. Pibati? Bhagini.
Aham Pibami.
Aham Pibami. Astu, Nisha Bhagini. Kadati.
Aham khadami. Khadami.
Aham khadami. Astu. Who's next? Sheshadri Mahodaya.
Aham pasyami. Aham pasyami.
Aham pasyami. Astu. Then, Sudhir ji, Hasati.
Aham Hasami.
Aham Hasami. Astu. Samar ji, Nayati.
Aham Nayami.
Aham Nayami. Astu.
Prasanna.
Prasannaji. Okay. I'm not able to scroll down. Okay.
No problem.
Okay, Prasannaji, what is it?
Can start from one.
Pichati. Okay. No. Pichati.
Aham Pichami.
Aham Pichami. Astu. Lakshmi Bhagini. Patati.
Aham patati, patami.
No. Aham patami. Pa, pa, ta, pa, patati, falling. This is another set. Patati. So it will be aham patami, patami. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Kridati, Parameshwaran Mahodaya.
Aham kridami.
Aham kridami. Aham kridami. Astu. So we have done this exercise. Kindly write it down so that you will remember these things. Okay, moving on to next. What is it?
Madam.
Okay, this is one converse. Yes, yes, Sheshadri Mahodaya.
It's actually in Hasyami, Hasati, you call it Aham Hasami.
Aham Hasami.
Hasami.
Hasami. For Pashyati, it is Aham Pashyami. Right? Okay. In 2.3a, there is one small conversation, right? We will just go through it. We will go through it now. Okay, we will just see it. Okay, Vitarakaha, Grahakaha. Vitarakaha is seller, right? As we can see in Abhyasa Pustakam, there is one seller. Server and one buyer, like a person who has come for eating is there, right? Vitarakaha is asking, Boho, kim avashyakam, what do you want? He is asking. Grahakaha is telling, kapi avashyakam, I want coffee. Avashyakam means, what is needed? Kim avashyakam, avashyakam is needed, right? Kapi avashyakam, I need coffee. Then Vitarakaha is asking, Jalam avashyakam kim, you want water. Do you need water? He is asking. Grahakaha is telling, Mastu, no, Mastu. Kapi avashyakam, right? Vitarakaha is telling, Svikarotu. That means take it, right? So here, Grahakaha.
What is bho in this? Is it a short form for bhojanam or, sorry, first?
No. Boho means for addressing, like we call mahodaya, right?
Oh.
Likewise, it's boho. Just like we call bhagini, mahodaya, ji, likewise it's boho.
Okay.
It's just for addressing, that's it. Okay, so... Kinchit Shakkara.
What is the English equivalent of boho? What is the English equivalent of boho?
Maybe boho. Mister?
Mister, okay. Mister.
Boho.
Okay, Grahakaha.
Grahakaha is customer?
No. Grahakaha, yes. Grahakaha is customer and Vitarakaha is the server, seller.
Server or waiter?
Server, waiter, okay, waiter, yes. Okay, Grahakaha is telling, the customer is telling, Kinchit Sharkara, I need some sugar. Kinchit means less sugar. Okay, Vitarakaha is telling, Svikarotu, take it. Punaha Avashyakam Va, Punaha means again. Avashyakam is necessary, right? Va we used to see, right? We have seen already. Va, Astu, we have seen these things already. Grahakaha is telling Paryaptam. Paryaptam means enough. Punaha Mastu again, I don't need, he is saying. So what and all we saw? Avashyakam Mastu Svikarotu Paryaptam. These words we have seen. Avashyakam means necessary, then mastu means no, paryaptam is enough, then what else we saw? Punaha is again. Right? While doing conversation, we can just use these things. Under 2.3 it is given. Sambhashne etaha shabda etaha bhavantu.
The screen is blank again.
Okay. Shatika, shatika, cholaha, yutakam, urukam.
Could you please say again the paryaptam?
Sorry, what?
Means, what is paryaptam? What does paryaptam means?
The screen is blank.
Paryaptam is the NF. Screen is blank.
No.
Not, I was sharing my Abhyasa Pustakam. You are not able to see it?
Yeah. No, it is okay.
Bo be used for female. Boho, yeah, it can be used. It's same for Mahodaya and Mahodaya, right? Boho, it is same for both female and male. Okay, for now, I have already given you you many homeworks. We are going to complete that time. Then another one, we are going to use the words which we saw, Pakashala related words, and write some small sentences. Right? Other than that, in 13th page, we have one Sambhashanam. Maybe next week, we can do some. One can take one character and use these words, the same thing. And another one can be Vitarakaha, and he can also use these things. We will take roles and we can just do it for understanding. Before that, one second. I want to do more revision in this verb. I had kept one PPT for that. I don't know where it is. Okay, let's not waste time. Okay, so next class we will discuss that verb. Next class we will do more revision on verbs. I don't want to take it now. We will see page 14 also later, right? We will go to 14. Okay, if I take many things now, you might get confused, right? We will see Bahuvachanam today, right? For all the words we have seen in page 18 of Abhyasa Pustakam, those are all singular. If many are there, how will we be addressing? So Balakaha, it is Ekavachanam. Ekavachanam is singular. Bahuvachanam is plural. So Balakaha is singular. What will be the plural one? It is Balakaha. Balakaha. It will be plural. Balakaha is singular. Balakaha will be plural. This is we will see pullinga words now, right?
Excuse me.
Yes, Pranavji Gaurav.
We can't see the screen. Oh, now we can.
Okay. You are able to see my Abhyasa Pustakam, right? I am just sharing Abhyasa Pustakam.
Yes.
Okay. So Balakaha is singular and Balakaha is plural. In the same way, Shikshakah is singular. Shikshakah is plural. Then, if it is Shashakah, what will be the plural? Pranav Gaurav ji, can anyone of you try? If Shashakah is singular, Shashakah will be plural, right? Shamakah, I'm able to hear some noise, kindly mute. Okay, Shamasah is singular. What will be the plural one, Madan ji?
Shamasah.
Shamasah. Shamasah will be plural one for Shamasah. Right? After that, Narasimhan ji. If Gatah is singular, what will be the plural?
Gataha.
Gataha will be plural, right? After Narasimha, someone is not on mute, kindly mute. Okay, Aparna Bhagini.
Yes, ma'am.
Arakshakah is singular. What will be the plural one?
Arakshakah.
Arakshakah will be plural, right? Astu, Nisha Bhagini. Okay, Shikshakah. Okay, Nisha Bhagini, Shikshakah is singular.
Shikshakah.
Yeah, what is the plural? Shikshakah. Right. Shikshakah is the plural one for Shikshakah. Next, Sheshadriji. Gataha is singular. What will be the plural?
Gataha.
Gataha. Right? Gataha. Gataha.
Gataha.
So, Gataha. Okay. Sudhir ji. Chamasaha.
Chamasaha. Chamasaha.
Chamasaha. Astu. Okay. Samarth ji. Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha. Astu. Prasanna ji.
Yes, ma'am.
Balakaha.
Balakaha.
Balakaha. Astu. Lakshmi Bhagini. Janaha. Lakshmi Bhagini.
Janaha. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you now. Janaha?
Janakaha.
Janaha, people. I was talking about people, so it will be Janaha. Then if it is father, Janakaha, it is Janakaha. Then Putraha, Putraha. Right? These are the Bahuvachanam ones. These are Pullinga Bahuvachana. We will see Strilinga Bahuvachana. Right? So, okay, this is Napumsakalingam they have given. Phalam. Phalam will be Phalani. Phalam is fruit. Singular fruit is Phalam. Plural is Phalani. Right? Vanam is Vanani. Penakam. Penakam, what will it be? Lakshmi Bhagini. Lakshmi Bhagini, what will be the plural for Napumsakalingam? Penakam.
Penakani.
Penakani.
Yeah.
Yes. Prasanna ji, Griham.
गृहं विल् बि गृहं गृह गृहाणि
गृहाणि गृहं गृहाणि सुधीर् जी वस्त्रं
वस्त्राणि
वस्त्राणि समर्थ जी फलं
फलानि फलानि
फलानि अस्तु शेषाद्रिजी वनम् वनं शेषाद्रिजी
वनानि
वनानि मित्रं ओके निशाजी वनं निशाजी सारी मित्रं
मित्रामि
मित्राणि मित्राणि
दट् इस् वाट् मित्रं
मित्रं मित्रं
फ्रेण्ड् रैट्
यस् फ्रेण्ड् मित्रं
मित्राणि
मित्रामि मित्राणि ऐ थिङ्क् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् मित्राणि
मी यस्
ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु ओके
फार् मदर्
मदर् मित्राणि नि न रैट् न मित्राणि यु आर् एबल् टु सी सी मै
स्क्रीन्
मित्राणि
ओके
ओके अपर्णा भगिनी अस्तु जि अपर्णा भगिनी
यस् मेम्
वनं
वनानि
अस्तु वनानि मदन्जी
हञ्जी
हा फेनकम् आम् फेनकम्
फेनकानि
नाट् फेनकम् फेनकम् फेनकम्
फेनकानि
no 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 just you are able to see my screen penakam
pen acha penakam penkani
penakam penkani astu then narasimhan mahodaya sthana penakam नरसिंहजी स्थानपेनकं स्नानपेनकं
स्नानपेनकानि
स्नानपेनकानि अस्तु प्रणवजी गृहं
गृहाणि
गृहाणि अस्तु गौरवजी वस्त्रं
वस्त्राणि
वस्त्राणि अस्तु ओके दिस् इस् फार् पुल्लिङ्गम् अण्ड् नपुंसकलिङ्गं रैट् वि विल् सी फार् स्त्रीलिङ्गं फेमिनैन् जेण्डर् दोस् हू हेव् नाट् म्यूटेड् कैण्ड्लि म्यूट् युवर् सेल्फ़् ओके सो बालिका बालिका इस् गर्ल् सिङ्गुलर् बालिकाः इट् इस् प्लूरल् छुरिका इस् सिङ्गुलर् छुरिकाः इट् इस् प्लूरल् रैट् सो स्थालिका प्रणवजी स्थालिका वाट् विल् बि द प्लूरल्
स्थालिकाः
स्थालिकाः गौरवजी अग्निपेटिका
अग्निपेटिकाः
अग्निपेटिकाः अस्तु नरसिंहजी सिक्तवर्तिका नरसिंहजी सिक्तवर्तिका
सिक्तवर्तिकाः
सिक्तवर्तिकाः अस्तु देन् इट् इस् लेखनी इट् इस् लेखन्यः अङ्कनी इट् इस् अङ्कन्यः रैट् अपर्णा भगिनी So for sammarjani it will be what?
Sammarjanyah.
Sammarjanyah. Astu Madanji, for droni what will it be?
Droniyah. Droniyah.
Droniyah. Astu Nisha Bhagini, for Kupi, what will it be?
Kupya.
Kupyaha. Kupyaha. Astu. Yes. Okay. Sheshadriji, for Mala, what will it be? Mala.
Malaha.
Malaha. Astu. Sudhirji, for Lata, what will it be?
Lata.
Lata. Lata.
Lataha.
Lataha. Astu. Samarthji, what will it be for Lekani?
Lekanyaha.
Lekanyaha. Astu. Okay. Prasannaji.
Yeah.
What will it be for Yuvati? Yuvati.
Yuvatyaha.
Yuvatyaha. Yuvatyaha. Right?
Yuvatyaha.
Yes. Yuvatyaha. Astu. For Lakshmi Bhagini. Siktavartika.
Siktavartikaha.
Siktavartikaha. Astu. So we are able to understand Pullinga, Strilinga and Napumsakalinga Bahuvachanam. We will see 4.2 A next class.
Before I got one question. For Pullinga, it is Balakaha will be changed to Balakaha, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
For Napumsakalinga, Falam will change to Falani, Ma will change to Ani, right? For
yes.
Strilinga, there are two variations. Like for Strilinga, there will be two variations. If it ends with Ka, it will change to Kaha. And if it ends with Ni, it will end with change to Nyaha. Is that right? Four things to remember.
Actually, yes. Actually, for when it is Strilinga, Ni, when it is ending with E, it will be, the before letter will be half one. If it is Lekani, it will be Lekan Yaha. Yaha will be added, right? For Kupi, Kupi when E, Na is not there, it will become Kup Yaha. Pa is there, right? It will be half word. Yaha will be added, right?
So ignore the Ni, split it into half and add Yaha. That is what we do, right? Ignore the Ni, Leka ni, ignore the ni, split the na and add yaha for all the things ending with e.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So it will be, ma'am. Okay. Yes, yes, Aparna Bhagini, you can leave. We are going to wrap up anyway. Okay. So, Sudhirji, I think you are able to understand now. Leka ni, if it is there, so you have to leave that e. Just take half word of na, it will be in yaha, add yaha. So, lekan yaha.
Lekan yaha, okay. Great.
Okay. So, we will wind off. Who is going to tell the shlokam which we usually recite at the end of the class? Narasimhanji, can you please tell?
Yes. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
अस्तु, पुनर्मिलामः। नेक्स्ट् क्लास् एस् यूशुवल् वी विल् मीट् अट् 8 o'clock, सोरि 5 o'clock, ओके, ISTK। अस्तु, धन्यवादः।
धन्यवादः।
धन्यवादः।